Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. A rental company allegedly abused the popular platform Housing Anywhere and scammed hundreds of victims by collecting high deposits for furnished apartments that were not available. One victim reported that for months she had been unsuccessfully searching for a place on German language housing platforms. But on Housing Anywhere, a Europe-wide platform, which is particularly popular with apartment hunters from abroad, she immediately found what she was looking for. For a service fee, Housing Anywhere takes care of the bureaucratic hurdles, which are often complicated for foreign new Berliners, and advertises that the platform's own payment system brings extra security. In the victim's case, she was contacted by a person claiming to represent the landlord, and the person advised her to circumvent the platform and transfer the money directly. According to the victim, she was suspicious and asked Housing Anywhere for advice, and they responded that the landlord is trustworthy. But shortly after she transferred the deposit and the first month's rent, the rental company canceled her apartment and disappeared. On inquiry, Housing Anywhere confirmed that there are at least 337 similar cases in Germany, and the majority of them are in Berlin. And they happened between the middle and at the end of October, and in all cases, it was the same provider. Housing Anywhere also sees itself deceived and stated that there was no indication that the company in question would suddenly stop fulfilling its obligations to its customers or Housing Anywhere, adding that in general, providers are examined in several stages. The company announced that they will strengthen corresponding background checks in the future, and those affected will now be reimbursed for the costs that were paid via the platform's system, in most cases the first month's rent and the service fee. But since the deposits were transferred directly to the landlord, however, nothing can be done regarding these losses. Housing Anywhere stated that, quote, payments such as rent deposits are beyond our control, unquote. Those affected, of course, feel doubly cheated because they trusted the evaluation process of the platform and only a few of them speak German, let alone are familiar with German tenancy law. Meanwhile, the rental company in question continues to remain silent in response to any inquiry. For weeks, the police have been receiving complaints against the landlord who has gone into hiding, and Housing Anywhere itself has also filed a complaint. The state of Berlin has missed out on more than 1 million euros in fines from speeding drivers this year because the authorities failed to meet deadlines. This is the result of a parliamentary question by Die Grünen. According to the report by the Senate Department of the Interior, by the end of September, some 20,000 proceedings for speeding had to be dropped because the offenses expired, resulting in lost revenue in the amount of almost 1.2 million euros. In the same period, however, the state of Berlin already collected around 25.3 million euros in fines from convicted speeders. In total, almost 700,000 warnings or fines for speeding have been issued this year between January and October. The low-cost airline Eurowings is significantly increasing its services at BER and stationing more aircraft there. With the start of the summer flight schedule in March of 2023, the Lufthansa subsidiary will fly from Berlin to destinations including Copenhagen, Helsinki, and Porto, and connections with further vacation destinations are being planned as well. Ultimately, Eurowings wants to offer, quote, nearly 30 destinations at BER, twice as many as before, and the number of seats offered will increase by 130%. CEO Jens Bischoff stated that Eurowings will station 6 aircraft at BER. Currently, there are 4. And Bischoff expects the airline to offer a total of 200 to 300 jobs due to the increase. In addition, domestic German destinations such as Düsseldorf, Köln, Bonn, and Stuttgart are to be served, quote, with high frequency. Eurowings is going against a trend. EasyJet recently announced to reduce their fleet at BER from 18 to 11 planes, and Ryanair is now offering 40% or 230 less daily flights compared to 2019 and 2020. Yesterday, the Christmas market season officially began in Berlin. For the time being, corona restrictions such as mask obligation and 3G rules do not have to be observed this winter. However, visitors must expect higher prices. Per stand operator Martin Rausch, customers will have to pay about 50 cents more per item. The reason for the increases are primarily higher costs for energy, food, and raw materials in purchasing, and costs for staff have also increased. Some attractions like the ice rink at Potsdamer Platz will stay closed this season, partly due to the energy crisis, but also due to renovation work. For a list of all markets in Berlin and Brandenburg, including addresses and opening times, please follow the link in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.